So I'm here with Dan, and he lives in Bali, Indonesia, and he's talking about slow travel, which is the concept of living in a foreign country for a long time to experience the culture and the lifestyle. Dan, can you talk a little bit about the cost? Like, if somebody wants to really do this, how much money do they need for housing, transportation, food, things like that?
Well, when I quit my job 4 years ago, I had a mantra in my head. And I always said, all I need to be happy in life is $1,000 and a backpack. And I thought if I could really simplify my life and take away all the overhead costs of a car payment or a mortgage on a house or student loan debts, credit cards, things like that, all I would need is $1,000 of income a month in order to own my time and to spend my time going to anywhere I wanted. I think realistically, in places in Southeast Asia, if you want to move around every 2 or 3 months or go visit friends in another city, you're going to want at least $1,500 to $2,000 a month. And that's going to give you, I would say, a quite luxurious lifestyle. Obviously, you could come here to Bali and live for $700 a month. And you could do the same in Nha Trang, like we were talking earlier, maybe even easier in Vietnam. But the real costs come in is when you want to explore and move around internationally. So if you're living in Nha Trang and you'd like to visit a friend in Bangkok every 3 months or something like that, you're going to want more like $1,500 to $2,000 a month.
So could you, like, break down the costs? So what kind of costs are we talking here? Like, how much would you pay for housing? How much would you pay, you know, for food every month? How much would you pay for health insurance? Things like that.
Sure. I mean, if we can make like a vast generalization across Southeast Asia in general, I know it's a huge place, but in most places for a furnished apartment for a solo traveler, you're going to look at anywhere from $250 to $750 US dollars a month. So let's just ballpark it and say $500. You know, in a place like Manila, you're going to get a great apartment for $500. In a place like Bangkok, you're going to get even better apartment for $500. And again, you have to commit to a month at least to get these kinds of rates. But if you're willing to do that, stay for a few months, you're going to get really good advantage there. Let's take Bangkok as an example. $500, you're going to have a great apartment. For another $500, you are going to eat like King Midas. And then let's say your internet is $30 a month. And your health insurance is $120 a month. We're at about $1,200 a month now. And I'd say on top of that, it's all about that, though, the most dangerous habit for your wallet on the planet, and it is travel. So if you decide that you want to go home for Christmas and you want to go home for Thanksgiving as well for Americans, you know, that's going to kill your piggy bank. But if you don't travel so much, you could easily stay in a place like Bangkok for $1,000 to $1,500 a month.
So what about, like, you know, going out having beers and things like that? Like, are there certain habits that you have to kind of curtail or keep down so that you save money?
Well, it really depends where you live. So in the Philippines, you could go out and party every night and it wouldn't make a dent in your wallet. Whereas in places like here in Bali, you have to be really careful because spirits can be $7 for one cocktail. So if you go out to the club and you order 4 cocktails and you meet a cute girl and you buy her 2 cocktails, that could easily turn into a $50 evening, and that's going to kill your traveler's budget. So I generally, in Southeast Asia, going out for social drinks isn't a big impact on your wallet because booze here is relatively cheap, but definitely that can have a big impact.
All right. Thanks for the advice.